Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, bleed from things vacant. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, all praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to say welcome to another episode of the Sound of Living Waters. I am Job Israel of the Sound of Living Waters. And today here with me is my lovely Red Serene Israel. Say Shabbat Shalom Israel.
Shabbat Shalom Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
All praises
all
to the
praises
Most High God of Israel. Yes, yes.
Amen.
We are dealing with the Kingdom of God, part two. And what is the Kingdom of God? What is it to us? What do it mean to mankind? Why is it written in the law? Why is it written in the prophets? Why is it written in the apostles? Why did Jesus was so explicit about it? Why was he so detailed about it? Why was he so detailed about it coming? Oh, we got so much to talk about. So, with all that being said, let us stand and face Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, if we can ask our sisters to cover their heads as we approach the Father, and as we ask the brethren if they can uncover their head as we approach the Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you muted?
Yes, I'm muted, baby.
Do not disturb.
Yes, do not disturb. Amen. To everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rent and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In
Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and your kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them, their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on them. Send forth the Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive, the eyes to see, and ears to hear, and the mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth the Holy Spirit upon them as well. Give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and the mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercy and endure forever. Amen. Amen. Well. Yes.
You need that orange juice.
I need that OJ.
You need that OJ, so do I. Let me see it. Thank you.
Well. We're going to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. We are dealing with the kingdom of God. We are dealing with the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Well, the kingdom of God is coming, but it's not coming as we've been taught. It's not coming with a lamb. You know, it's not coming as, you know, he's a sheep. He already done that. He already came as a lamb. He already came as a sheep. What we're looking for is for him to take over the world. We're prepared for him to take over the world.
That's strong. No, that's weak. That's stronger.
What difference does?
The weight. The weight.
Okay.
Thank you. The weight.
All right. It's the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, with all that being said,
but I have the, I turned the media down as well.
Okay, and we want to welcome the family that's listening and watching on Facebook. We are dealing with the Kingdom of God Part 2. The Kingdom of God Part 2. What is the Kingdom of God? What do it mean? What do it mean to us? Why will there be a Kingdom of God? Is it necessary? I think so. Those of us that don't believe in God believe that the world will end up overpopulated and the resources all used up and man is going to be subjected to man's rule for all eternity, and that's just not the case. That's those of us that don't believe that there's a God, those of us that believe that, I guess we would say in the theory of Darwin, right? The Big Bang Theory, there's no God, so to say. Those of us that believe in those sorts of things will say that there isn't a God. That's so much better.
What are you doing this morning?
Go figure, right? It's morning. Hey, rise and shine, Israel.
Yes, grand rising, amen.
We are going to start this in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24.
Did you tell everyone what the title was and stuff?
I did.
Are you just long on Facebook? Did you tell Facebook? Because I know you told the Sound of Living Water.
Yep. When I logged in, I told them this is the Kingdom of God part 2.
Amen.
All right.
This is the Kingdom of God part two.
Now, mind you, before the kingdom come, there has to be a cleansing. You know, those things aren't going to take place just like that.
Right.
You know, let's start this in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 3. When you receive the read.
Matthew chapter 24 and 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 3 reads, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?"
That's the question. What's the end of the world? Amen.
Thank you.
Of course. I figured we missed that. What is the end of the world? That's the question. And what is going to be the sign of his coming? Because the sign of his coming means this world has to come to an end. So if you have any stock in this world, you're saying that you want this world to continue. I'm not saying not buy the stock in the market. Hey, get as much cash flow as you can out of this cow before he destroy it.
Amen.
You're going to need it to leave anyway. You know, you're going to need it to leave this world to get to the wilderness. So you're going to need all the cash flow you can get a hold of. So he said, what's going to be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world, right? Continue.
Amen. Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
We are there. It's a whole lot of people, man. It's a whole lot of churches on every other block.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's a lot of people saying they Christ and they're anointed and they believe in God. We got churches all over the world in the name of Jesus. And he talks about the seven churches in Revelation. So we have to be careful of that conversation, that there are many deceivers in his name, right?
Right.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 6 reads, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Now, we know that there's going to be the war of Armageddon, and that's going to take place, and we already covered that in the Kingdom of God part one. We covered the fact that he ended that war, you know, and we're going to pick it up at him ending the war of wars, which is World War III. World War III is inevitable. World War III is going to take place. World War III is going to take place on the planet. Why? Because the planet is overpopulated. The planet is right now, people is overdrawing the resources. So there has to be what we call dehumanization, genocide, just plain simple genocide. They're going to wipe out a third part of mankind for reason of saving the resources. You know, that may be plant, water, food, you see, and those things. So in that, they think that they're going to save the world, whereas the God of Israel had all that written, that these things are going to take place, but then himself, he is going to come, right? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, continue, just read the next verse.
Okay, verse 7?
Yeah.
Matthew 24 and 7 reads, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places.
We see earthquakes taking place now. We see famines and we see pestilence all over the place. Though pestilence are diseases, viruses that are manipulating and taking over the people and killing people in mass form, so to say. This is happening before our very eyes. Amen. Continue.
Verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to
to be afflicted.
They is them that know you for who you are and know that the things you stand for. They could be your family, friend, or foe. So don't get this wrong. If someone in the Word of God know that you are in the Word of God and that you are a student of the Word of God, even more so than them, they're going to be the first ones to give you up. Remember now, judgment is going to start in the house of God. Why? Because people in the house of God don't believe in God. They don't believe in God. And I'm starting to see that more and more. Anyone to me, if the God of Israel say, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you say, but you don't believe in God.
Amen.
That's it. That's the end of the conversation. I don't care what it is that you say. I don't care how much you believe in the Sabbath days. I don't care how much you go to church on Sundays. I don't care what you don't do eat. I don't care what you do and do celebrate. If you got a problem when he say, I am God and I change not.
Amen.
You have a problem with the Word of God. You on this list that you would turn in someone that don't have a problem with this conversation. This is that question. So everyone to me is suspect. Everyone. I don't care who it is. It could be my wife. It could be my children. Everyone is suspect. You know, because the weak, Satan is going to use the weakest link.
Yes, the weakest link.
So it doesn't matter.
Like the tree yesterday we saw. That tree was strong. The bottom was strong. The top was strong. And I said, babe, look at this tree. And the middle got cut down. The middle was weak.
Yeah.
So it don't matter. So the weakest link.
He's seeking whom he may devour. And that's the weakest link.
Yes,
so we got to be conscious of that. So don't count it strange that it'll be your family that's turning you in. Don't be count it strange. It'll be someone that you think that you that's a teacher in the Word of God.
Ooh,
don't count it strange if it could be someone you know and love near your best friend.
Yeah.
Or anyone, because their life is on the line.
Now,
you know, that lets me know that, hey, in the judgment, it ain't going to make any difference, man. People going to be like, hey, you on your own on that one.
Mm.
You know, so why should I care now?
Mm.
Why should I care about your feelings and where you at? And I know you're not going to give a rat's ass about nothing I'm on when it comes to the great white throne judgment,
right.
Knowing that we will be judged. Every last one of us, and we're going to stand for our own sins. And we're the last thing we'll be doing is talking about, but there are, continue.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another.
And that's happening now.
That's happening
that's
now.
That's even
baby.
Now to this day.
Yes.
People is now offended of you.
Yes.
You know, and they offended of one another.
Yes.
So don't count that strange because we already at that time. The falling away is happening now as we speak. You know, they keep talking about the population of the church is small and it dwindling and stuff like that, you know. And I agree. I think the population of the Christian church is dwindling. You know, not that knowledge hasn't been increased. I think the population of the Christian church, that is to say the deception of it, is dwindling. People ain't falling for it no more. You know, information is global, and they have access to real teachers of ministers of God. So yes, that institution is falling, and those things are taking place. And then we have those inside of the camp that is taking place. So you got these people right here. They are written in the law that they're going to do things. They're going to turn you over to the powers that be, right? So all these things are the beginning of sorrows, but the end is not yet. So what is the end? What is the end? He said the end of the world, right? Let's look at that. Go to Revelation chapter 6 and 12. Because in order for his kingdom to come, this world had to come to an end. His kingdom will not coexist with man's kingdom.
Revelation 6 and 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Teach, baby, teach. Revelation 6 and 12 reads, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, And the moon became as blood.
So that's going to take place. And they said the sun is going to be darkened. It's going to become black as a sackcloth of hair. Mm-hmm. And the moon is going to become blood. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the sign that Christ is coming. We never been absent of the sun. What do you mean? Every day of our being, ever since Adam, we had the sun. Amen. But he's telling us that it's going to be a day the sun isn't going to shine. Mm. That's going to be the day he's coming. He's going to shut down the whole universe, bring it back to the beginning when there was no sun. He's going to bring us back to the light, that the only light we're going to see is him.
Amen.
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24, and let's pick it up at verse 29.
Matthew 24 and verse 29 reads, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
So we, this is the exact same conversation we was reading in John.
Yeah.
I mean, Revelation chapter 6 and 12, that the heavens are going to shake. And we're not talking about the cosmos and the universe, but we're talking about the very thing in front of us. This is the second heaven right here between us, this invisible being. That is heaven. He said that is going to vibrate. That's going to vibrate. We're not ready for that. That's going to shake. We're not ready for that. Read on.
Verse 30, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
Why? Because now he's coming. Remember now Moses said he's a the Lord our God is a consuming fire. So this is a one-man show.
Amen.
The whole earth is going to mourn now. Why? Because one, there is a God. Two, there is a judgment. Three, they did the wrong thing to the wrong people. Mm-hmm. Because now they're going to see him. And they're going to see that he don't look like that Jesus on your wall. He don't look like the one that's on the mountain of Panama in Brazil. He don't look like that. He don't look like most of the idols in Rome. Mind you, but the ones that Europe, the powers that be, he's black. Like they're giving him his props by being black. You know, man, you got to give him his props in the spirit.
Amen.
You know, just because you worshiping a black idol don't mean nothing. He's still an idol. You know, the power, he said he's a spirit. You must worship him in spirit.
Amen.
You know, so, but don't get me wrong. You know, these power that be acknowledge that Jesus is a black man. And when he split the heavens, the whole earth is going to acknowledge that he's a black man. And the whole world is going to realize that, well, we're in trouble now. Because we done did some things that we shouldn't have done to his people. We done did some things, a lot of things. That we gonna pay for at this point. Let's look at that. Let's go to Joel chapter 3 and verse 9.
Joel.
Yeah, 3 and 9.
Yes, sir.
When you receive it, read.
Joel 3 and 9 reads, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears.
No, stop. Pick it up a little higher. Pick it up at verse, yeah. Pick it up at verse 4.
Oh, go to 4.
3. Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want to go to 1?
I want, yeah. Nah. Let's see.
Joel 3 and 3?
Yeah, 3 and 3, yes.
Okay. Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Joel chapter 3, verse 3 reads, and they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for an harlot, and sold a girl for wine, that they may drink.
See, these are the crimes that they're going to pay for. You know, and these things are going on now. I mean, even at this day and age, these things are still being practiced. You know, we're being traded, you know, globally and through the market. Continue.
Amen. Verse 4. Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyree?
Tyree is Spain. That's Spanish. That's the children of Spain, or the Spaniards. What did they do? They carried away the children of Israel from off the continent of what we know now as Africa. Continue.
Amen. And Zidon and all the coast of Palestine, will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head.
See, now, he said, you can't pay for this. See, you know, all the money you have, all the gold, all the silver you have is not going to stop me from dealing with you for the crimes against his children. That's why the whole earth is going to mourn, because of this. So we all know that there's a judgment coming. When the whole world see God, we all realize that it's going to be a judgment for the world, you see. So his world can't coexist with this world, because this world has done things like this. So they're not going to coexist. It's only going to be one or the other. And right now, we're making choices whether or not we want to be a part of his or theirs.
Right.
Skip down to verse. Now skip down to verse 9.
Okay, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Joel 3 and 9 reads.
You need to read all of this yourself. Pick it up at verse 1, like Red said, and just read the whole chapter. You're going to find out that it got the end and the beginning all inside of it.
Okay.
Read on.
Okay. Amen. Joel 3 and 9 reads, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong.
Look, take your social programs and use them for instruments of war. Like,
right.
51 cents of every dollar in the United States go toward the military or more, you know, and the rest of it is divided among the needs of the people, so to say. And education, I think, probably get 3 cents on the dollar, you know, and social, the poor, EBT, probably get 1.5 cents on the dollar.
Mm.
Why we're crying that they're getting a penny.
Right.
Why the military is getting a 51 cent on the dollar. And don't get me wrong, man. The military, the United States military is off the charts.
Yes, it is.
I mean, nasty off the charts. I mean, vicious. When World War III take place, they're basically going to be fighting against themselves.
Ouch.
Because they just, most of the stuff they sold, the world is going to use to fight back with. But that, you know, the 21st century versus what they sold, like they selling their F-16s and things like that, and they got 35s now. You see, and that 16 ain't got a chance against the 35, because the 35 don't even have a pilot.
Mm.
It's a complete drone, you see. And then you got naval ships and things like that. I mean, the United States military is phenomenal. It's nasty. And be honest about it, I really seriously don't think Russia has the capacity to keep up other than the manpower. I say they got the manpower, but they don't have the capacity to keep up with the tech.
Okay.
And that's what the United, because the United States don't have the manpower, you know, as the USSR or the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union isn't just Russia, but China is also a part of that. North Korea is also a part of that. They got the manpower. And if they keep coming and coming and coming, I mean, eventually you're going to run out of bullets and your tech is going to be nothing. You're going to have to come up. You're going to have to defend yourself. You see, so this is what that Revelation chapter 8 and 16 is about.
Mm-hmm.
You need to read that for yourself, because they keep talking about this military. There's 200,000, that's 200 million soldiers. If 200 million soldiers is coming from the east, which is that Soviet bloc, mm-hmm. then you got to have at least 100 million to say, okay, we got a chance to stand, but we got tech to be behind us, you see, on that wise. So we got to be conscious of that. Well, that's Armageddon, and God is going to bring it into that war of Armageddon. This is this conversation. He said, prepare ye war, all right? Continue.
Amen. Verse 11. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come get you down, for the press is full. The vast overflow, for their wickedness is great.
See, this is when the Lord said it's going to be blood running for 200 miles.
Okay.
And this is why he said it's going to be up to the horse's bridle. That can be anywhere from 5 to 6 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so trust. When he said the blood is going to run that deep, he's mm-hmm. serious. And it's not going to be anywhere for people to bury these people. These people are going to be laying out everywhere. Their bones and their blood and everything. The beast of the field is going to come and have a feast on them. Right? Continue.
Verse 14 reads, multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision.
See, that's when it's going to be decided when God, well, who's going to rule the planet, man or God? Read on.
Amen. Verse 15 reads, the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining.
See, that's at the same time. That's at the same time window. Continue.
The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem.
Judgment is going to start from the house of God. There it is. Because you got to clean up Jerusalem first, because you got to get rid of all the heathens that moved into Jerusalem. They got to go. Read on.
And the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be.
Once again, the heaven and earth, the earth shaking is not nothing new to us. This thing in front of us, the vibration of it, that's new. We're not ready for that. We're not ready for this invisible thing that we call the firmament. It's going to be moving. It's going to shake back and forth. We're not prepared for that. We never felt anything like that. And it's coming. Continue.
Joel 3 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem.
So now he's going to roar out of Zion. Why? Because that's where he's coming from. Judgment is going to start at the house of God. Let's look at that. Let's go into Zechariah chapter 14. And let's pick that up. We're not going to go all the way in, but we're going to pick it up in certain points so that we can bring an end to this conversation.
Amen.
Zechariah 14 and verse 1.
And verse 1 reads, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided.
When God get ready to come, he said it's coming with spoil, and it's all about I'm taking. I'm coming to spoil this world. I'm taking this world. I'm taking this world. Everything we know, everything we see, everything we experience in right now is going to come to an abrupt halt. Is going to come to an end right away, instantaneously, all lights out, once, at once. Shalom, son, grace and peace, number one.
Oh, amen, number one. Number one.
Number one.
Okay.
Skip down to verse, because he said his feet, he said that he's going to roar out of Zion, right? 14 and 4.
Amen, Zechariah. Chapter 14 and verse 4 reads, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east.
See, that's why he's going to roar out of Zion, because that's the first place he's coming back at. That's the first place he's going to hit. Why? Because Acts chapter 1 said that's where he left from. He's going to return in like manner. There it is. Read on.
And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with
him. First resurrection took place. All the saints is with him. So now all the hosts of heaven, plus the saints meeting them in the air, is now on Mount Zion. And now here come the world. The world is going to stop fighting one another and go to war with this invasion from outer space. Isn't that what the world is being prepared for? Isn't that what these sci-fi films is about? Getting ready for the war that's out from outer space.
Amen.
But they got these horrible aliens coming, you know, like the Endgame. You know what I mean? The Endgame where all these horrible aliens came down and they was going to take over the world. Thanos is going to take over the planet, and we're going to somehow save it by manipulating time. And, you know, look at here. All they doing is preparing man for the war that's coming, the invasion from outer space, and that's God.
Amen.
That's why he said he's going to roll back the heavens. What do you mean? Because the heavens is bound by water. He's going to come through the heavens just like he did in the days of Egypt.
Amen.
Like when we came out of Egypt, he said, my armies came out of Egypt. But what did they do? They went through the Red Sea. Well, his armies is going to come through, come from heaven, and they're going to go through the sea that sit above us and above the cosmos. And they coming, man. And when he said he's going to shut down the sun for that whole day, he said that the sun is going to stop shining for one day that everybody see God.
Can I ask you a question when you say one day?
Yeah.
One day to the Father is 1,000 years, right?
24-hour period.
So you're saying the 24-hour
It's going to be 24-7.
Okay, not the...
No, not the 24, not the 1,000 years.
Okay,
so...
No, I just was wondering.
No.
You said for one day.
One day.
So 24-hour.
24 hours.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
This is the Day of Atonement.
Okay.
Right?
Amen.
We picked that up. That's the Day of Jubilee. We're not going back there. Okay. That day of... Go read it. Jubilee, he said that all the captives are going to be set free. We read that last week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going back there. Thing is, he said, it's going to be one day. When is that? Only atonement. We might have to read it again, but this is that time window.
Okay.
All right. So now, let's go into, read the next verse.
Okay. Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light.
Skip down verse 12.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth.
Why? Because he's a consuming fire. He's going to blow the flesh. What happened with man meet fire? Man meet fire mean melt. Like wax. Man is going to melt. The book said man is going to melt like wax. We ain't got time for all of that right now because we're trying to get to this kingdom. Amen. And read 13.
Okay. Verse 13 reads, and it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one of them.
That's Armageddon. That's what they're going to be. That's World War III right there. So 13 is actually in front of 12, but that's how the prophets talk every now and again. When a God of Israel is talking to them, he'll show them the end from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So 13 is actually Armageddon.
Okay.
Read on.
Amen. Zechariah 14 and verse 13 reads again.
Yes,
and it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor.
Okay, good. Now let's go into Jeremiah chapter 25.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to pick it up there. Because he said he's going to appear with this pants of fire, right? No. Excuse me. Go to, Jeremiah 25. Jeremiah 25 and verse 15.
Amen.
25 and 15, when you receive it, read.
Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15 reads, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel to me, take the wine cup of this fury at my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I send thee to drink it.
He said, you're going to drink this cup of fury. All you nations, every last one of you is going to take a cup of this. I don't care if you're in the United States, Africa, the Pacific, the Australia, Netherlands, India, Europe, Soviet Republic,
amen,
China. It doesn't matter. Our thing is who is coming from there that's been serving God. That's the only thing that's going to matter. He said he's going to take one from a family, two from a city. Pay attention to this conversation. This is not going to be this is going to be a global cleansing of the wicked.
Right. Amen.
So he said all the nations is going to drink from this. All the nations are going to pay for their sins. Why? Because we all have to pay for our sins. No one escaped their sins. No one. The only thing we can escape is judgment.
Amen.
That's what the baptism is for. That's what repenting and fasting is for.
Amen.
We can escape judgment, but we don't escape sin. Read on.
Amen. Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And they shall drink and be moved and be mad because of the sword that I will send among them.
Yes, ma'am.
Then took I the cup at the Lord's hand and made all nations to drink unto whom the Lord had
this
sent.
This is Jeremiah. He didn't go to the nations. He just talked to Israel.
Mm.
Right? He didn't go to Babylon. He didn't go to Africa. He didn't go to none of them places. He was just there to the 10 tribes, right? Because that was his job. Daniel was in Babylon with Judah and Levi and Benjamin. Jeremiah was there with the 10 tribes along with Ezekiel. So here it is. So what do you mean he's taking a cup and calls all the nations to drink this? Now. He's calling the nations to drink it now because we at that point now that this is going to take place.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
To wit, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah and the kings thereof and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, and hissing, and a curse, as it is this day.
See, that's the thing. See, now, that's why he said judgment is going to start at the house of God first. Verse 20, continue.
Go down to 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Verse 20 reads, and all the mingled people.
That's the excellency of the Chaldeans, all the mingled people. That could be the United States or any part of Europe. Anyway, he called these the mingled people. What do you mean? You know, it's just everybody got one mind. You know, what do you mean by that? Well, the excellency of the Chaldeans is one mind. It ain't exactly a people. The Chaldeans was always a mingled people. What do you mean by that? Well, the excellency of the Chaldeans is three things.
Mm-hmm.
It's government, religion, education. And all three of these things agree. What do you mean? You got Easter Sunday, the government recognized, and education recognized, right? But that's religious. Sunday, government recognized, education recognized.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got New Year's and Christmas, the government recognized, education recognized. All three of these are the same conversation. All three of these all agree. The excellency of the Chaldeans is education, religion, and what did I say? Government.
Government.
Government. So therefore, all three of these are going to agree. That's why you don't have court on Easter Sunday. You don't have court on Christmas Day. They all agree. That's the excellency of the Chaldeans. Why? That the whole world is manipulated by their conversations. That's why when most of us that are born in certain times of the year, like I was born in April. So what did I see? Easter bunnies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eggs, stuff like that. So that was in my subconscious before I even got a chance to even learn anything. And some people was born in July. What did they see? The 4th of July. So that's the first thing that was burning to their subconscious. The excellency of the Chaldeans. They learned the way of the world first. That's what Satan do. He teaches that was his whole plan from the beginning. If I get Eve, I get the children. And
right.
If I get the children, I get the future. That was the whole point of that conversation. You know, it wasn't about having sex with her, like, you know, some of us being taught. The thing was, if I get to her, I get to the children because she is going to have them for
right.
the first 3 years, three, 4 years of their lives.
That's right. Teach, baby. That's right.
What did I say? Oh, we in verse 20. Continue.
Jeremiah 25 and 20.
Yes, read that again.
Amen. Jeremiah 25 and 20 reads, and all the mingled people and all the kings of the land of Uz.
That's the excellency of the Chaldeans right there.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, Ascalon,
that's Africa,
Azad, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom and Moab.
See, Edom is up there because the book said Edom is going, he a superpower in the grand scheme of things. You know, he whooping everybody with the ink pen.
Amen.
Killing everybody with that ink pen.
Amen.
You know, he created education after himself. So therefore, you got to come to me if you want to learn anything about anything, because I'm teaching you how to think. He killing people with the ink pen. Skip down to verse 27. When you receive it, read.
Jeremiah 25 and 27 read.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore thou shalt say unto them, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye and be drunken and spew and fall and rise no more.
See, when he come through, he going to take these nations and they will not stand again. They will not have a chance to stand ever again. It's going to be a wrap. Read on.
Ouch. And fall and rise no more, because the sword which I will send among you, and it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at thine hand to drink, then shalt thou say unto them, thus said the Lord of hosts, ye shall surely drink.
Wait a minute. How is Jeremiah giving everybody this cup to drink?
Right.
How is everybody giving it? How is he teaching? He wasn't even around the world. He wasn't a global minister. Mm-hmm. How is this taking place now in the 21st century? Now, even as we're talking about now, even at this time. What do you mean? Hold your finger here. Go to Revelation chapter 11.
Amen.
Go to Revelation chapter 11. We're going to show you how Jeremiah is going to cause the entire world to drink, right? Revelation chapter 11, and pick it up at verse 2 olive branches, right? I just want to pick it up there, but I'm going to show you how Jeremiah is going to cause everybody to drink. Read on.
Revelation 11.
And verse 4.
Amen. Revelation 11 and 4 reads, these are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth.
Okay, skip down now. They're going to get killed. And now watch this. Verse 7 and continue. Okay.
Verse 7 reads, and when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that is sent out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt.
That's Jerusalem, right? Continue.
Where also our Lord was crucified.
Definitely Jerusalem. Continue.
And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies.
Wait a minute. How the nations are going to see it? See?
Social media.
This thing.
Technology.
This thing right here. This is how the whole world, this is how Jeremiah is getting coming across right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole world is going to see their dead body through things like this, through laptops, through computers. So they're going to see their dead bodies through things like this. So this prophecy was on the internet then, and he said that the whole world is going to be able to watch their dead bodies, see their dead, and they're going to rejoice over this because he's going to be doing things with this. It's in front of them that's going to be like, wait a minute, just like Moses and Aaron did. So, yes, Jeremiah now is telling the whole world, you drinking this and shut up and like it because you got it coming. Now let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 25.
Amen. Jeremiah 25.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Jeremiah 25. When you receive it, read.
25, was I at 27?
Yeah, she was at 27.
Jeremiah 25 and verse 27 reads, therefore, thou shalt say unto them, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye and be drunken and spew and fall and rise no more.
What?
Because of the sword which I will send among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at thy hand to drink, then shalt thou say unto them,
thou shalt surely drink.
Then shalt thou say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ye shall certainly drink.
Come on.
For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city.
See, that's the whole thing. You got to get a whole world a chance to repent. He said, I'm going to bring evil on the city, and it's going to happen. If I bring evil on the name of the city that's called by my name, Jerusalem, that is to say peace, don't think I'm not coming at you. Judgment is going to start in the house of God. If it's going to start at the house of God, when do we end? If judgment is starting in the house of God, like we read in Zechariah, where does it end? Continues.
Verse 29.
Yes, ma'am.
For lo, I begin to bring evil in the city which is called by my name, and should ye be utterly unpunished, ye shall not be unpunished. For I call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, saith the Lord of hosts.
Woo, come on.
Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high.
Where? He going to roar out of Zion. There it is. Continue.
Amen. The Lord. Oh, hold on. Sorry, let me go back.
30.
I am. It just was scrolling. I had to go back up. Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy mountain. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants.
Look, when you can take a bushel of grapes and do like this, and what you got, a whole lot of blood and mingled flesh. That's
yes,
it.
Yes.
That's what he's saying the man is going to look like, mingled flesh or grapes.
Yes.
That's what, and that, go do the experiment for yourself. Do it for yourself. Go buy you a bushel of grapes, mm-hmm. ball them up in your hand, mm-hmm. or smash them with your feet, mm-hmm. whichever one you feel like doing. If I was you, I would not do it on my feet because, you know, that color is really hard to come out the floor. But my point being is you're going to find out that the blood of the grapes represents the blood of men.
Amen.
And the flesh of the grape represents the flesh of man. Mm-hmm. And that's how it's going to look.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Amen. 31. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh.
All flesh. That's why I said from Jerusalem mm-hmm. to the Middle East mm-hmm. to Africa to the Canada to the America.
Canada.
Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah, you want to say it like that.
Canada.
North America, South America.
Amen.
Asia.
Amen.
Asia Minor is actually still in the Middle East. I should say the Pacific, the Soviet. All nations is going to drink of this cup. And he said evil is going to run all over the planet. Mm-hmm. Our thing is that we, of the people that believe in God, mm-hmm. it's, now is the time to call on him. Not.
Yes.
I would say this.
Yes.
Panic now and avoid the rush.
That's right.
Read on.
Down and avoid the rush. Wow. Jeremiah 25:31 reads again.
Yes, ma'am.
A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth.
Whoa, so he's coming on that tornado that Ezekiel saw that's on fire. And look, Ezekiel saw this thing, and he said there's four cherubims inside of that thing. And not only that, they move with the speed of lightning.
Amen.
So it's not going to be a long, drawn-out thing. It's going to be one day he wiped the planet out on this here thing that he called a whirlwind.
Amen. Amen.
Read on.
Verse 33.
Yes, ma'am.
And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even into the other.
The slain of the Lord is just going to be at Jerusalem. What it says?
And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even into the other end of the earth.
See, that's why I said judgment is starting from the house of God. Where do we end? Back in Jerusalem. He's going to leave out the front door and come through the rear. He's going to leave from the east and come through the west.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. 33 again. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth unto even an every, I mean, let me do 33. It's, let me stop the scroll.
I see.
No, I have it scrolling as I'm reading.
Oh.
Let me take it off the scroll.
Thank you.
My eyes are like, who's trying
to keep up with
it? I'm taking it off the scroll, babe. Okay, it's off the scroll.
Read it very slowly. No, I'm just kidding.
I took it off a scroll.
Thank you.
Jeremiah 25 and 33.
Yes.
And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even into the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground.
Ain't no mourners for them. Mm-hmm. You're going to be crying for yourself.
Mm.
Look, if you left, you crying for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you left, you're going to be crying for your sins. If you left and you see this coming, you crying for yourself. Ain't no mourning for the dead. You mourning for you.
Amen.
Read on. Okay. In fact, I say this. You want to know what that's going to feel like? Mm-hmm. Go read the book of Noah. Okay. That's how it's going to feel. Because I'm sure he had the same feeling. Read on.
Amen. Verse 34. Howl, ye shepherds, and cry, and wallow yourselves in the ashes, ye principal of the flock. For the days of your
so the preachers ain't going to escape this conversation?
No,
oh, man. You, like I said, judgment is going to start from the house of God. Even the churches and the temples and the mosques and the synagogues, whatever you want to call them, joints. These people of what the God of Israel call them mausoleums. The places of the dead. Go figure. Read on.
34. How ye shepherds and cry and wallow yourselves in the ashes, ye principal of the flock. For the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished, and ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel. And the shepherd shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and a howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard, for the Lord hath spoiled their pasture.
Wait a minute, so the Lord ain't going to have mercy on these preachers?
Mm.
That's a wrap. All these gold diggers and all these so-called faith healers and all these people, man, don't get me wrong. I hope to God that the Lord God of Israel allow me to get through this madness.
Yes, sir.
You know, because I'm a part of that conversation. It's just that I ain't built no mausoleum for nobody to be in.
Right.
The only peaceable habitation I'm telling you is the one you create in your home.
Right.
I'm telling you to create that peaceable habitation. I'm saying you teach your family how to live and not die. He said, I'm destroying a home. He said, you can go run in a church and think you're going to get away. What happened with all these disaster films? People run into the church and it doesn't matter. The zombies come and get them.
Yes.
Don't matter. The vampires come and get them. Don't matter. The earthquake still destroy it. Don't matter. The tidal waves still wipe it out. Don't matter. The fire, the volcano still burn it up. It don't matter.
Just doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Amen.
Shalom, Mike. Grace and peace, bro.
Amen.
Love that RV. That's hot.
Yeah, what song was he singing?
Oh,
you were jamming. Just know that.
I,
amen. We felt that.
Yeah, it is. Where are we?
How do you do that to me?
I
Jeremiah
25,
when we left off with
Habakkuk chapter 12 and Habakkuk chapter 3 and 12.
Well, we don't go there often.
I know, babe.
Habakkuk
mm-hmm. 3 and 12.
Amen. 3 and 12 reads, thou didst march through the land in indignation.
Whoa.
Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger.
Come on.
Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed.
Whoa, so he not only is he marching through the nations
mm-hmm.
and through the heathens with anger, but he's bringing salvation to at the exact same time. Continue.
Amen. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed.
More.
Thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked.
Didn't he say judgment is going to start it in those peaceable habitations? He said he even wound the head to them to read on.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. Of the wicked. By discovering the foundation unto the neck.
Selah. In Psalms chapter 110 tell you he's going to take their heads off their shoulder. Read on.
Verse 14. Thou didst strike through with his staves the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was to devour the poor secretly.
And that's the key to it. That's why Daniel told Babylon. He said, let this be your tranquility that you remember the poor. And now everything is about taking away the food from the poor. Oh, they just useless eaters. They drawing off the system. They're not the blood suckers of the system. The blood suckers of the system is the rich.
That's right. Amen.
Read on.
Verse 15. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses through the heap of the great water.
So he said he going to go from nation to nation, right? Yes. So that means he had to come over the waters, right? So you ever seen a jet fly over the waters low? What happens? That water kick up behind him. That's what he's saying. He going to be coming so fast, so fast with so much force, the waters is going to part.
Ooh, amen.
We're not ready for that.
Amen.
The waters is going to split. That's how fast he's coming. That's how much power he's coming with. That's how fast he's going to take the planet.
Amen.
We ain't going to even have time to think about it. It won't be time to repent. Now is the time to repent. Because there won't be a time to repent then. You won't have time to repent.
Amen.
You'll be like, Lord, I'm because
not funny, but
not funny,
I
but you know what I mean.
Yes, I get it.
We look. He said the waters. He said he's gonna be going from nation to nation. He's gonna be flying over the waters with power and speed. He ain't playing. When he take this planet, he's taking it. Read on.
Amen. Verse 16 reads, when I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice, rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his truth.
He's going to invade the earth like we've been looking at all these super sci-fis, man. I love super sci-fi because it brings a certain truth to it, you know, but, you know, verses like Jason and, you know,
Freddy Krueger, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I was going to say Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, things like that.
Right.
You know, it's no truth in that.
No.
You know what I mean? But sci-fi bring the truth to it because it got it. When you start dealing with the elements, you better know what you're talking about. You better know about time. You better know about dispensation. You better know about the numbers of the stars and the galaxies and things like that. It actually takes a certain amount of intelligence to deal with a sci-fi film. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and I dig sci-fi. Don't get me wrong. Super sci-fi. But this here, he's saying he's going to invade the earth with his truth. Isn't that what Marvel is all about? Isn't that the whole conversation of Marvel? That the earth is going to be invaded from outer space. And the invasion is from the bad guys.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But then you look at Iron Man. Isn't he a devil that falls from heaven?
Mm.
Isn't he red? Fire engine red, supposed to be the devil that falls from heaven?
Mm.
Isn't the Hulk a maniac?
Mm. Okay.
A destroyer?
Yes.
Isn't Thor a pagan entity?
Yes.
So you got all these images from Marvel, and you flip them around, you'll find out they actually are the reason why. They the enemies.
Right. Not the heroes.
No. Truth be told, there will be a depletion of the people. It's in the book. You know, like Thanos had these super stones and made the people disappear and all this type of stuff. Well, now we see how the people are going to disappear.
Amen.
He said two from a city, one from a family.
Yeah.
He said it's going to be 10% of the people left, not half. Let's look at this a little further.
Amen.
Let's go into Isaiah 66, Isaiah 66 and verse 15. Isaiah 66 and 15, we're going to go down to the bottom of the half. Isaiah 66 and 15, and when you receive it, read.
Isaiah 66 and verse 15 reads, "For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariot like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many."
Didn't we just read that he said the slain of the Lord is going to be from one end of the earth to the other? It's not going to be enough people to bury them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Amen.
That's going to be a big problem. By fire and by the sword will the Lord plead with all flesh. Read on.
Amen. Verse 17 reads,
"Yes, ma'am.
They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, shall be consumed together, saith the Lord."
See, now the Lord said they're going to be consumed together, saith the Lord. Why? Because this is the Day of Atonement. Everybody's supposed to be fasting. He's going to catch them with that garbage in their mouth. Shrimp, rats, more shrimps, more lobster, catfish, turtles.
Wow.
Bat juice. Whatever you want to call yourself, whatever that madness that we eat in this world and then want to say it's a squid.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? This, they gave it a sexy name. Calamari.
Calamari.
Yeah.
Yes.
Calamari. Look, I don't want calamari. You to know you're eating a squid. So we're gonna make it sexy.
Yeah.
Calamari.
I almost ate that at the Capitol Grill when we had to do the food tasting, and they were like, "Oh, that's calamari." I said, "Oh, it was all like breaded and stuff." They made it look good. They had onions all on top. So I said, "Oh, let me look." I said, "Is it clean?" They're like, "We don't know, Rhea." I looked it up. I said, "Uh-uh, that's squid. I can't eat that."
Wait a minute. How about this one?
What?
We're going to make this sexy for you.
What?
How about you eat this big bowl of snot?
What are you talking about? What's a big bowl
clam.
Of snot? Clam. Gross.
See? That's like you slipping a bowl of snot. Really?
Gross. Ew. I don't eat it, but that just made it even worse.
Really?
Gross.
He said people going to get caught with this in their madness, man. They're going to get caught with this in their mouth that it's appearing. And they're going to be eating these things, man. Because, and it's sad.
Ooh, it's so sad. Man.
But that's the law. He said his coming is going to be on the atonement. And you both, we best be fasting. If not, he said, they're going to be, like Jesus said, they're going to be giving in marriage. They're going to be eating and drinking as in the days of Noah. But he said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion.
Yes, sir.
Call for a jubilee on the atonement. Go to Isaiah 14.
14?
Yes, ma'am. Isaiah 14.
Mm-hmm.
And let's pick it up. Excuse me. At verse 4.
Amen.
Isaiah 14 and 4, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah 14 and 4 reads, "Thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say."
That's the beast and the false prophet. Read on.
"How hath the oppressor ceased?"
Yes.
"The golden city ceased."
Yes.
"The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked."
That's the whore in Revelation chapter 11. The golden city. Read on.
"And the scepter of the rulers." He who smote the people in the wrath with a continual stroke.
What do you mean? Because, hey, man, we're supposed to have a year off. You know, we're supposed to take a sabbatical every 6 years.
Amen.
Every 6 years, you're supposed to have a whole year off.
Amen.
The land supposed to take a rest. The beasts of the field supposed to take a rest. Everybody is supposed to be on no work. That's euphoria. We gave that up for this, a 2 week vacation in a microwave. Read on.
Okay, verse 6. He who smote the people in the wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into sin.
Why? Because the whole earth is, whoever left is quiet. They like, oh my God,
okay.
We survived this thing.
Okay.
The whole earth is quiet. They like, you know, is it over? Is it over? Is it over? Is it over? And the whole earth is like, is it over? Is it over? And it's like, yeah. And then they're going to realize they left. Now they're going to bring forth the singing because we all see that one, God had mercy on us.
Yeah.
Two, we're going to have a new voice.
Amen.
We're going to have a new speech.
Amen.
We're not going to be speaking in this language that we're using right now. Mm-hmm. The whole world is going to be on one accord. The whole world is going to be given a brand new speech at one time here. And the whole earth is going to start singing with one voice here.
Amen.
And the whole world is going to be experience that thing that happened in Genesis when the Lord confounded the nations, languages. And now he's going to say, I'm making you all back one conversation.
Amen. Amen.
Now, we ready to learn. Now, we ready to meet our teachers.
Amen.
Now, we ready to receive instruction.
That's right.
Now, we ready to keep the feast.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
Let's look at that. Leviticus chapter 25. Leviticus 25, and pick it up at verse
25 and verse 8 reads, And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7th Sabbath of years shall be unto thee, forgive me, 49 years.
Yes.
Let me read that again. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7th Sabbath of years shall be unto thee, 49 years.
Yes.
Okay. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound.
I'm still waiting on. See, now, see, people will sit up and say, see, you got to have the Sabbath. You got to have 3 days and three nights. Well, where's your 3 years here?
Okay.
See, because this mimic the physical yearly Pentecost. And some of us said, well, if you don't have 3 days and three nights, then you got to go to the next week, and then you wave the wave offering. Then how do you count this then? Because if that's the case, then you got to wait 3 years. We're a witness to ourselves. We are on some madness. Mm-hmm. We are on some nonsense. Unless you can articulate 3 years in here, you can't articulate 3 years over there.
Mm-hmm.
They reflect one another, and that's a time window, the exact time. Why? You're supposed to count 1, 2. If we was in the land, this would be articulated. Why? Because the physical one would be articulating this one.
Amen.
So that 3 days and three nights you must have in order to have this feast, look, forget about it. Read on.
Amen.
Verse 9.
Yes, baby. Leviticus 25, verse 9 reads again. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land.
See, now, he said this. Now, you're going to call the trumpet, the 7th trump, mm-hmm. to sound on the Day of Atonement. That's why I said, you know, they're going to be eating and drinking and eating abominations, but you're supposed to be fasting and praying at this time. Why? Because God is here and he's coming back, and people are going to be like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Read on.
Verse 10. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberally throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man into his possession, and ye shall return every man into his family.
Okay, now good. Now, let's go back to Zechariah 14, okay? Because remember now, the whole earth is at peace now, and everybody is one language. So everybody now is like, okay, what do we do next? Because we don't want this to happen again. We don't want them to come back through and want to be peeling our heads again. What shall we do, right? So the people is like, now, okay, we're ready to learn. Now we're ready to learn, right?
Yes, sir.
Shoot, they're going to be super ready. Everybody's going to be super ready to learn. Verse 16 and continue.
Zechariah 14 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all
the nations. That's left. Remember now you said the slain of the Lord is going to be from one end of the earth to the other. Continue.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
What feast is after the atonement?
Amen.
The Feast of Tabernacles. So you see that? The Jubilee is going to take place. Everybody's supposed to be fasting, but they're going to get caught up like Jesus said. Go to Matthew chapter 24.
And Matthew.
See, this is another thing. You better know when the feast days are,
yes,
and exactly,
sir,
how to articulate them, yes, because you don't want to be off on the wrong day.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
You got some of us saying the new moon is the beginning of the year. Okay. The full moon is the beginning of the year. Okay, 24 and 38, 27.
Matthew 20.
And let me reiterate that. People are saying that the full moon is the beginning of the year, but the book said in the evening and the morning were the first day. There was no such thing as the moon or anything like that. The evening and morning were the second day. The evening and morning were the third day.
Right.
And then on the fourth day, here come light. Well, if you look at the new moon, you got 3 days of darkness.
Darkness.
And then on the fourth day,
that's right,
light appears on the earth.
Amen.
I don't know where the new moon is coming from, but it doesn't articulate the creation. It doesn't reflect the creation. The creation is none and void. Can't change that.
No,
that full moon takes a whole 30 days before it even,
right,
it even articulates. Now, 15 days. So you got to go 2 weeks before it even show up. So where you at in Genesis chapter 1? The month of Abib already started. Read on.
Amen. So Matthew 24 and verse
36.
Amen. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36 reads, but of that day an hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Mm-hmm.
38. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
There it is. See, they were eating and drinking,
mm-hmm,
but it's the atonement.
Okay.
See that? Read on.
Amen. Okay, it's this moment during this time. Okay.
Yeah.
39. And knew not until the flood come, until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
See.
So, okay.
If you're not fasting on the atonement on the right day of the year, exactly 180 days from when the new moon strikes from the Jerusalem,
uh-huh,
you in trouble. I'm not in trouble. You're in trouble. I'm not in trouble because I believe what it says. You're in trouble because I see the new moon appearing over Jerusalem. I believe the new moon over Jerusalem is where the law go forward.
That's right.
And I believe that the moon powers in the evening, not the next day, like people making up stuff. Well, you know, you got to wait till the next day because it got to be a 4 day for the... Duh! Okay, if that's the case, then in Genesis chapter 1, what time did the moon was created on the fourth day? What time did the moon appear on the fourth day in Genesis chapter 1 and 14? What time was it? I'll wait.
Amen. Good point.
I'll wait. And I'll be waiting. Because, see, the law is that the moon rule the night. If the sun rise at 6 o'clock and the moon appears at 5:59, that 1 minute, that moon been given a power from God.
Amen.
Can't articulate it. You cannot change it. For 1 minute, it's going to have power over the evening because the sun cannot rule the night.
Amen.
Now we're skipping whole days. I don't know who came up with that one, but that one there, when I seen that, I was like, oh my God, we really doing stuff.
Amen.
Okay, so now we got the feast days in line, right? So everybody, mm-hmm. Now we're seeing that people are now ready to keep the feast, right? Okay, now let's go to Isaiah 66, and later on this evening, we can be back here about 3. We're going to finish this conversation. Well, we're going to pick it back up, right? But this, in about a half an hour, we're going to be dealing with that creation.
Amen.
But I want to do this one. I want to finish this. It'll be part 3, so be ready for it.
Okay.
What did I say? Isaiah 66, and let's pick it up at verse 17 again.
Amen. Isaiah 66 and 17 reads,
yes, ma'am.
They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, shall be consumed together, saith the Lord.
If anybody eating pig and stuff like that, that should be enough right there to give you reason for pause. If you read your Bible, if you believe in God, if you believe that God is, don't change now, if you believe Jesus is the same yesterday and forever, you can't quote this scripture and then turn around and say, I can do this and I can do that, knowing that he said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Continue.
Okay. 18. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory.
Yes.
And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Paul, and Lud.
That Tarshish is Spain. They're the ones that kicked off the slave trade in the 14th century under Pope, what is that dude name? Oh, my God. I have it later. Anyway, read on.
That escape of them unto the nations to Tarshish and Pool and Lud that draw the bow to Tabol and Javan and the isles afar off that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles.
Oh, they good and ready now, because okay. Now they want to keep the feast, right? Okay. Read on.
Amen. And verse 20 reads, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto the Lord.
Because, wait a minute, now the whole earth know that Jesus is God, and they all realize that they done did the wrong thing to the wrong people. So now they're going to bring the people back. Oh, you know what? We kind of goofed up on this one.
Okay.
Got to let them go out of prison, wherever they was at, you know, these storehouses. These secret places, they got them stored at for the world, these lockers, storage rooms. Yeah, they going to have to let us go.
Amen.
Read on.
And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto the Lord out of all nations upon horses and in chariots and in leaders and upon mules and upon swift beasts.
Come on.
To my holy mountain, Jerusalem, saith the Lord. as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. And I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith the Lord.
Wait a minute. So some of these dudes are saying that the priests, you know, they ain't going to have on fringes at this time. Seriously. Seriously. He said, I'm going to take it up for priests. And that's what he told the priest to put on. He said, put bells on there, fringes on there.
And I will also take of them for priests and for Levites.
That's after he come back.
Wow.
They're going to reflect him.
That's right.
And we want to turn around and say, oh, well, you know, we're going to be made. We're going to be looking like the Roman popes. We're going to be dressed like, you know, the King of England prince.
Nope.
No.
No.
Either you're going to come like this or you're not coming at all.
That's right.
And don't get me wrong. I said once, I said 1,000 times, you know, and I say that to my conviction, man. I don't wear fringes like that. I mean, I have my chisels, but I don't wear them like that because I just think they too much work.
Unless they're
sewn. I just think they work, man. They get in the way.
What?
You know, I ain't going to lie to you. They, you know, I could be washing my cars, bending on, working on it, and they all in the way and stuff, you know.
Well, that's a reminder. Every time they get in the way, then they shouldn't just quick remind you. What's supposed to remind you of when you see them?
They're in the way. So, you know, when that time comes, God willing, we live, and he give me the perfect garments of praise. God willing, he give me the garments of praise. I promise you, they will not get in the way.
Okay. That's your truth.
But today, they get in the way. I mean, I could be closing my door. They get hooked in my door, you know, in my car. I'll be riding my bike. They want to get caught in my chain. I mean, it's just, they get in the way. All right. But I ain't one to teach against the law.
No. Thank you.
So I'm telling you this. I'm saying that I said that to my conviction.
Okay. Your truth. Amen.
But I will never teach against the law because I know it's coming. And I know that these priests are going to be wearing those things. And I'm not stupid enough to sit up and call God a liar.
Amen. Amen.
Let me take that back.
Oh, my God.
Uninformed.
Amen.
Rebellious, because if we see this, ain't no way we're going to say that they're not going to be wearing them.
Amen.
Read on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 66:22.
Yes, ma'am.
For as a new heavens and a new earth.
Well, he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. This constellation that we've seen has changed at least 4 or 5 times, right? Already. So, you know, it's not going to be anything new to him. To those of us that understand, the constellation isn't the same when in the dinosaur ages or in the Ionic ages or and things like that. You know, it's a different constellation.
Amen.
And so he said, it's going to be a new constellation. Why? Because the heavens going to roll back like a scroll. So this definitely going to be a new constellation. Read on.
For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord. So shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord.
See that? See that? So he said, now from one Sabbath to another, like he said, they're going to come up to the Feast of Tabernacles, right? Mm-hmm. And they're going to say, okay, so now if they're keeping the Feast of Tabernacles, they're going to be keeping the Feast of Ingathering. They're going to be keeping the Passover. They're going to be keeping, they're going to have a whole 7 months to learn how to keep the rest of the feast. But this is going to be like a crash course. Mm-hmm. Okay, we just had the atonement. God just came back. You're going to get a week to know that the tabernacles is next week, and they're going to be ready for it.
Amen.
Read on.
And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh.
Remember now, he brought an end to the war of Armageddon. He threw the beast and the false prophet in the lake of fire. Let's wrap it up here. Let's go to Revelations chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19, and let's pick it up at verse 11.
Amen. Revelation 19:11 reads,
yes, ma'am.
And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
See, we don't know that name now because we can't articulate that speech yet because it hasn't came. But when he come back, and the earth is his, we don't know this name because we're all going to call it on the name of the Lord with one consent. But he said this, he said, eyes of fire. Why? Because the Lord our God is a consuming fire. So not only is his body on fire, but his eyes is on fire. So how can I look at the sun unless my eyes is fire? Read on. I don't mean the Son of God. I mean the actual Son. How can I look at that unless my eyes is on fire? So I will not be able to look at the true living God unless my eyes is on fire. I won't be able to look him in his face unless I have eyes of fire too.
Amen.
Or I'll be blind. You know how you look at the sun and like for a brief moment, you'd be like, okay, that was stupid. You know, but then you get it. Read on.
Verse 13, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
See, that's where he said the slain of the Lord is going to be from one end of the earth to the other. And then he said he's going to rule them with the rod of iron. Continue.
Amen.
They're going to be ready then. Read on.
Amen. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Continue.
And I saw an angel standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together into the supper of the great God.
Yes.
That ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great.
Continue.
And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him.
That's what he, you remember now, Zechariah chapter 12 and 13. 13, they was fighting against each other. 12, they turned to fight against God because they had to deal with this invasion from outer space. Here, read on.
Amen. 19 again.
Yes.
Okay. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against them that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that brought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. Those both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone.
That's what we read in Isaiah chapter 66,
mm-hmm.
when he said they're going to come up from one new moon to another, from Sabbath to Sabbath, to come and worship before the God of Israel. And look at them that transgressed against me, for their fire shall not be quenched, and the worm shall not die. There it is, right there. Read on. That's the end of this world. When they cast into the lake of fire, that's the end of the world as we know it. Read on.
And verse 21 reads, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh.
Amen, because it won't be enough men to bury. That's what we read. It won't, like in Jeremiah, he said it won't be enough people to mourn them. So it won't be enough people to bury them. Not then. It's going to be a time for it, but not then. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. We'll be back to finish this off. What do we say? 3 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Is that after you eat your lunch and take your nap?
Okay. Yeah.
You sure? 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll be good and ready.
Okay.
All right. Because I want to finish this, I really do. So, So be back here in a half an hour. We're gonna be dealing with the creation. We're gonna be dealing with the fourth day.
Okay.
The sun, the moon, and the stars. Now, what are the sun and moon and stars? We've seen that that's a physical thing. They're going to be in the firmament, and they're going to rule the firmament, not a firmament. They're not going to rule the firmament. The firmament rules it. The firmament is sovereign. You cannot, none of us can control the firmament. So the firmament controls all the cosmos and all the stars and everything in it, including us. So the firmament is where the sun and moon is. We covered all of that. We covered the planets. We covered all that stuff. Now, here comes the spiritual part of it, what that means to us. Amen. So I want to be back to that. Okay. For that, because that means that the angels represent the sun and the stars. We represent the stars. Jesus represents the sun. Jacob and the patriarchs represent the sun. And we are nothing more than reflections of them.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. The stars in the earth. So we're going to get into that. So be here for that. That's in the next half an hour. Or that's the top of the hour, as our brother said. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edified someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters,
read your Bible.
Man, you better read that book. In Jesus' name.
All right.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.